7 minutes after the hour of 5 on this, your drive home at 5. Just a programming note, I've been taken off the shelf. I am no longer in an asylum of sorts, although I really am in an asylum when I'm with Ron Kuby every Monday through Friday from 12 to 3. But I will be once again on the Psycho segment tomorrow morning on the Don Imus Show, which should air at 7:35. If you hadn't known, because of Sid Rosenberg lobbying against me, I was put on the shelf, and I was persona non grata. Negotiations took place with Don Imus in Huntsville, Texas, and I'm back with the Rat Pack. Speaking of the Rat Pack, depending on where you are on the political spectrum, Julian Assange of WikiLeaks, bad, good, depending on what files he drops, he's just leaked documents which appear to be from the Central Intelligence Agency describing software tools that the agency uses to hack into cell phones, computers, and internet-connected televisions. This is what White House spokesperson Sean Spicer had to say.
This one, everyone is immediately rushing to, and there should be a lot more coverage of this. This alleged leak should concern every single American in terms of the impact it has on our national security.
And then Sean went on to say,
for obvious reasons, it is our policy as a government not to confirm the authenticity of any kind of disclosure or hack. That would be highly inappropriate.
And then Michael Hayden, former director of the NSA, had this to say.
No, I can tell you that these tools would not be used against an American.
Why not? Why wouldn't they be used against an American? Americans are the ones who buy the Samsung TVs.
I've got
four Samsung TVs.
Yeah, I've got them. Actually, this afternoon, this being an item of interest, I did some quick research. It's a non-scientific sample. There are some bad people in the world who have Samsung TVs, too.
Right.
And so NSA develops tools, CIA develops tools that we can use. We just went through the drill about FISA and how you get a warrant and you got to go to a judge. That protects you and me, all U.S. citizens, all the time.
On the line to discuss the drops by WikiLeaks is Bruce Schneier, internationally renowned security technologist and author. He's been described by The Economist as a security guru. Thanks for jumping on board, Bruce.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, so when you heard the news of the drops of these files by Julian Assange, what was your initial reaction?
Well, as a security guy, it's always exciting to see secret stuff. So the first reaction is to read it and see what's there, because it's going to be interesting to us. And it's basically CIA hacking tools. Nothing earth-shattering, nothing surprising. It's kind of the thing you'd expect the CIA to do. If the CIA wasn't doing it, you'd probably fire the director and get a new one. But, you know, there's interesting stuff there, and, you know, it's making the news.
Yeah, but the fact of the CIA being so vulnerable to a hack or a series of hackers, did that somewhat surprise you, Bruce?
You know, it's not surprising. It's happened to the NSA a few times, right? The documents walk out with Edward Snowden. We had the shadow brokers last year that released an entire trove of NSA hacker tools. Now we have CIA hacker tools. It's hard to keep secrets in the information age. That's what we're learning. So really, that's not that surprising, although it's a little embarrassing for the CIA. I'd hate to be working there this week.
Oh, absolutely. And obviously, all hands on deck. They got to figure out where that leak is or if any of their primetime members actually delivered these files to WikiLeaks.
I don't think so. The files are a few years old. If you think about a whistleblower like a Snowden or a Manning, you take the files, you go somewhere safe, and you release them. You don't wait 2 years. So it feels more like a government did this. Again, we have no idea. I'm really just guessing. There aren't things that are public interest, like the Manning or the Snowden documents, where they were whistleblowers. They were trying to inform American citizens of what the government was doing. These are just capabilities. They're regular capabilities. There really isn't a whistleblower motive. It's hard to figure out what's going on. Somehow WikiLeaks got these documents. They claim they're part of this bigger stash of documents that have been making the rounds, whatever that means. So WikiLeaks was kind of a secondary recipient of these documents. They're redacting them, which is actually pretty impressive for WikiLeaks. Don't think of them as the redacting sort. There's a lot of stuff missing, a lot of details missing. And we're going to see how this unfolds. It's like the second day of this.
All right, but Bruce Schneier, from an average citizen's point of view, when they saw Corporal Manning's drop, when they saw Snowden's drop, they didn't feel that that impacted on them. But these drops seem to imply that if I have a Samsung big screen 72-inch TV, there might be spying gear inside that's monitoring everything I'm doing or what I'm saying. My smartphone, my iPhone might be doing likewise based on the technology that the CIA has. That's a lot more perplexing to the average American citizen.
Yeah, that's true, but it's also true last week. You know, vulnerabilities in Samsung televisions, we've been hearing about it for years. Hacking into your smartphone, your computer, for decades. Yes, the CIA can turn on the camera and record you without the light going on. Hackers have been doing that for decades. They actually do it and then extort money out of women they catch in compromising videos. These aren't new techniques. That the CIA has them is interesting. That these are common hacker tools, that makes them worrisome, and that was true last week.
Well, I have an iPhone. Other people have smartphones. Who is it that's spying on us when we're just using that in our day-to-day activities?
Corporations.
What way?
Google knows everything you search. Google knows your email, probably. Facebook knows who your friends are, what you're saying. I mean, the real spying that goes on the Internet are with the companies we have services with. The business model of the Internet is surveillance. I'm on a cell phone. Cell phone knows I'm talking to you. It knows where I am. It has a GPS. It knows where I am all the time. It is a surveillance device. That's how it works. I mean, I'm much less concerned about CIA tools than I am about the basic stuff that we use every day.
Now, we've caught our intelligence agencies in lies. You probably remember the testimony that was being given by Clap On, Clap Off, James Clapper, who is the NSI director for the Obama administration, said, oh, we don't spy on Americans. And then all of a sudden, Snowden busted him when he dropped his files. We've been told the CIA does not spy on American citizens. Why do I not believe that? Why am I jaundiced to that every time I hear that?
And you should be, and that is something that is worrisome, and we should talk about. These documents say nothing about targets. They are only about capabilities. So that is an important discussion, and I agree with your skepticism, but these documents don't shine any light on that. They just talk about capabilities.
Now, as a cybersecurity expert, Brian, I'd like you to weigh in on this this controversy that was triggered by President Donald Trump Saturday morning when he got into that Twitter rage and accused Barack Obama of having a tap put on his phone that he was using at Trump Tower. We haven't heard from the president since. Just from your knowledge, is the president making this up, or is this at all a remote possibility?
Probably not a possibility. He's not making it up. He got it from a Breitbart article. There's a good blog post by a woman named Marcy Wheeler that really untangles the steps by which that conspiracy was ginned up and what really happened. It is extremely unlikely. It is certainly possible that his associates were targeted under FISA because they're communicating with foreign intelligence officers, and that's what the FISA law is about. It is hard to know the details, but there doesn't seem to be a lot of there. And he's the president. He actually could call up the NSA, the Justice Department, and ask them. And the fact that he doesn't do that, that's what's weird.
Well, he claims.
Get the answer.
He claims through his White House spokesperson, Sean Spicer, that he doesn't want to be accused of interfering with the investigations that are going on now.
Yeah, I don't know. This is really hard to figure out. It's not about the tech. It's weird things going on here.
Well, I tell you what, Bruce Schneier, you and everyone else wants to be listening to Mark Levin, who kicked this controversy off last Thursday at 6 o'clock, as he comes on tonight and adds further depth and further explanation of what he was implying when he was reading those media reports that triggered off Breitbart that Bruce referred to, and then eventually led to a rampage that the president engaged on Twitter after bawling out his chief of staff and his entire staff at the White House before he went down to his Florida retreat this past weekend.